Researchers say Australia could be sitting on $5 billion of carbon dioxide stored in seagrass meadows. The Edith Cowan University study published today says that it's examined the role of seagrass and how it could be played in mitigating climate change. Caitlin Gribben has our report.
It's well known that forests play a vital role in absorbing carbon dioxide, but the idea that marine ecosystems could also capture carbon caught Professor Paul Lavery's attention, and what he found in Australian waters was a potential goldmine.
155 million tonnes of carbon captured in those seagrass meadows, dollar value somewhere between $3.6 and $5.2 billion.
And Professor Lavery says those estimates are conservative. With his Edith Cowan University team, he studied 17 different seagrass habitats in WA, Queensland and New South Wales. They measured carbon from sediments of seagrass, then calculated its value.
Based on the carbon values that were in the current government's carbon policy, the $5.2 billion was based on the government's predicted value for carbon trading in 2015.
How could seagrass then be used in a carbon trading market?
It will require some work by economists, but effectively it can be included in two ways. The first is that each year seagrasses capture more carbon, and you could trade that in a sort of permitting system. The other way is analogous to the scheme that's used for terrestrial forests in some of the developing countries. There's a scheme called RED, which actually provides financial reward to governments or landowners for preventing the destruction and release of a currently stored carbon resource. Then you get the value associated with that carbon.
Is there any precedent of carbon trading with natural resources in oceans? We know that it does occur, as you mentioned, with forests.
And that will be the interesting challenge, Caitlin. Yeah, there isn't at this point, and I think that's one of the challenges. I think what we've shown is that clearly there's a significant amount of carbon here, and that would suggest that it's worth investigating what sort of financial mechanism you could put in place to realise that value.